ジャパニーズポッド1ジャパニーズあれ？おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、ナオミです。
Jesse here. Particle Lesson 9. What's the subject? Look for the Japanese particles wa and ga.
ようこそ、JapanesePod101.com の女子のレッスンへ。
Welcome to the Particle Lesson Series at JapanesePod101.com. With us, you'll learn Japanese grammar with fun and effective lessons. Okay, what did we study in the previous lesson?
We studied particles used to list objects, such as to, ya, and mo.
You mean と、と、や、と、も? Right?
そうですね。That's right. と、と、や、と、もですね。
So what particles are we covering in this lesson?
In this lesson, you'll learn about the particle わ and が.
In this conversation, Keiko Sato and Akira Tanaka are colleagues, and today they're having a barbecue in the park with their families. Who's in this conversation?
佐藤恵子さんと田中明さんと田中ゆなちゃん。
So we have Keiko Sato, Akira Tanaka, and Yuna Tanaka.
田中ゆなちゃんは田中明さんの娘さんです。
Yuna is Akira's daughter.
はい。
Now, particles in Japanese are very important but also challenging, aren't they, Naomi-sensei?
Right. そうですよね。
So after listening to this lesson, try the practice questions in the Learning Center.
It's really good way to test yourself.
Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Sato さん、旦那さんは？
ああ、主人は歯医者に行きました。すぐ来ます。
はい、おばちゃん、これあげる。
これは、何？
鶴。
うわあ、上手。誰が作ったの？
ユナが作ったの。
すごいね。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
佐藤さん、旦那さんは？
あ、主人は歯医者に行きました。すぐ来ます。はい、おばちゃん、これあげる。これは何？鶴。うわー、上手。誰が作ったの？ユナが作ったの。すごいね。
今度は英語が入ります。
佐藤さん、旦那さんは？
Where's your husband, Mrs. Sato?
ああ、主人は歯医者に行きました。すぐ来ます。
Oh, my husband went to the dentist. He'll be coming soon.
はい、おばちゃん。これあげる。
Here you are. I'll give this to you.
これは何？
What's this?
鶴。
A crane.
うわあ、上手。誰が作ったの？
Wow, it's very good. Who made it?
ユナが作ったの。
I made it.
すごいね。
That's great. 鶴 is a crane.
はい、
They're talking about a paper crane, right?
そうですね。もちろんです。Of course. 折り紙の鶴です。折り紙 is 折り紙 or the art of folding paper. ジェシーさんは折り紙作れる？ Can you make anything with 折り紙？
No, not really. I'm not that good at it. How about you, Naomi? Naomi-sensei は？
When I was a kid, I used to do 折り紙 andI heard it's also good for your brain.
Oh, really?
Yeah. だから、お年寄りが時々折り紙をします。
Oh, really?
Really?
Mm. Oh, it's the first I've heard of that. But I can see how it might be a good brain exercise.
Mm.
In this lesson, you'll learn the difference between wa and ga in questions.
Let's start with the particle wa.
As we learned in lesson one, the particle wa is used to mark the topic of a sentence.
Right. Such as, これは魚です.
Literally, as for this, fish is. In natural English, we'd say, this is fish.
そうですね。Right. Now, this is an affirmative sentence. What we are going to learn is the usage of wa in a question, right?
Exactly. In a question, when a question word such as 何, what, or 誰, who is in the predicate, the nominative, which is basically the subject, is marked by the particle wa.
Well, Jessie-san, I think we'd better explain what predicate is.
Ah, that's true. Mm-hmm. So you may remember the terms subject and predicate from your English class. The predicate is the part of the sentence that makes a statement about the subject, such as the word swim in fish swim, and the part is an artist in the sentence she is an artist.
In the sentence, これは魚です.
This is fish.
魚,
fish,
is the predicate. In the sentence, 誕生日は10月8日です.
My birthday is October 8th.
The predicate is 10月8日.
October 8th. So anyway, when a question word like a WH word is in the predicate, the subject is marked by the particle wa. It sounds a bit complicated, but don't worry. We'll show you with some examples right now.
はい。
Naomi-sensei, how do you say this is fish again?
これは魚です.
And how do you say what is this?
In Japanese word order, we say this is what? So, これは何ですか? You have to replace 魚,
fish,
with 何,
what,
and add the question marking particle か to the end of the sentence. So, これは何ですか?
Literally, as for this, what is? And it means, what's this? Please notice that the word 何, meaning what, was in the predicate, and これ is marked by the particle wa. Let's look at more examples. How do you say that person is a dentist?
Well, that person is あの人, and dentist is 歯医者. So, あの人は歯医者です.
Now, how do you say who is that person?
Who is 誰? And in Japanese, we say that person is who? So, あの人は誰ですか?
As for that person, who is? Which is, who is that person? The subject, あの人, that person, is marked by the particle wa.
そうです。
Okay, let's take a look at a sentence from the dialogue. In the first line, Mr. Tanaka said,
旦那さんは?
In this sentence, something is omitted, right?
そうですね、right. The full sentence should be, 旦那さんはどこですか?
Where is your husband? In the conversation, when the question word is clear from context, the rest of the sentence after the particle wa is left out.
そうです。So, お名前は何ですか?
What's your name?
Becomes, お名前は? あの人は誰ですか?
Who is that person?
Becomes, あの人は? And, ご注文は何ですか?
What would you like to order?
Becomes,
ご注文は?
そうです。
Okay, so we talked about particles when the question word is in the predicate of a sentence. What's going to happen when the question word is the subject? Like, who did this? Or who said that?
In that case, you have to use particle が. Basically, question word cannot be followed by particle wa.
Right. When a question word is the nominative, the particle が comes after it.
For example, who said that is 誰が言いましたか?
So notice that 誰, who, is marked by the particle が. That's because the subject of the sentence is 誰, and the predicate is 言いました. Let's look at another example. How do you say what happened?
What is 何? And happened is 起きました. So 何が起きましたか?
So notice how the question word 何 was followed by が. Okay, now on to how to answer the questions. When answering these kinds of questions, the answer is marked by the particle が as well. For example, 誰が言いましたか? Who said that? To this question, if you want to say, Mr. Tanaka said that, what would you say?
田中さんが言いました. If someone asks you, どのバスが空港に行きますか?
Which bus goes to the airport?
And if you want to say, that bus goes to the airport, that would be?
あのバスが空港に行きます。That bus over there goes to the airport.
はい。
But Naomi-sensei, はい。Isn't there an easier, shorter way to answer this question?
ありますね。Right. You can also say, あのバスです。
That bus over there does. The rule for this is explained in the lesson notes, so please be sure to check them out. And Naomi-sensei,
はい。
I have one more question.
何でしょう? What is it? I hope it's an easy one.
It shouldn't be that bad. How would you say, who is the company president?
Okay.社長は誰ですか? Or, 誰が社長ですか?
So, both of those are fine?
そうですね。Right. And the meaning is the same. But watch out for the particles. In 社長は誰ですか? The question word, 誰,
who,
is in the predicate. So, the subject was marked by は. Whereas in 誰が社長ですか? The question word,誰?
Who?
Is in the subject, so it was followed by が. It's actually a little complicated.
Yeah, I can see that. So if you find this complicated, I personally recommend that you translate who is so-and-so as so-and-so は誰ですか?
そうですね。I think that's the best way.
Right. In this lesson, you learn how to use the particles は and が in questions. Now let's recap this lesson with a quiz.Naomi-sensei is going to ask you a question in Japanese. Your job is to choose the appropriate answer from the choices provided. Are you ready? Here's the question.
誰が言いましたか?
1.
ジェシーが言いました。
2.
ジェシーは言いました。
Okay, can we hear the question again?
Sure. 誰が言いましたか?
Who said that? The question word, 誰?was marked by the particle が. So remember that when answering these kinds of questions, the answer is also marked by the particle が. So the answer would be
Choice 1. ジェシーが言いました.
Right. Let's look at the other choice. Choice 2 was
ジェシーは言いました.
Well, this also means Jesse said it. And depending on the context, it's technically a grammatically correct sentence.But this sentence doesn't work as an answer for 誰が言いましたか?
そうですね。Okay, well, that's all for this lesson.
The shortcut for answering questions is included in the lesson notes, so be sure to check those out. Okay, before we go, we want to answer a question we got, which is, what is the sample feed?
Well, the short answer is 10 free lessons with all the material.
The PDFs, dialogue-only tracks, review tracks, everything.It's basically a sample of the premium feed, which lets you get all of our content through iTunes with just one click.
To try it, visit JapanesePod101.com and go to the lesson page.
There's a subscribe to new basic or premium feeds today graphic. Click on that, scroll down, and click sample feed. Allow iTunes to open, and that's all. 10 free lessons through iTunes. It's that easy.
じゃあまた。
See you next time.
佐藤さん、旦那さんは?
ああ、主人は歯医者に行きました。すぐ来ます。
はい、おばちゃん、これあげる。
これは、何?
ツル!
うわあ、上手!誰が作ったの?
ユナが作ったの。
すごいねー。